It is time once again for the radio voice of the Evangel Home in Fresno. Welcome to Heartline. Your host on Heartline, this guy right here holding the mic, Jim Tuck.
Thank you again, Ken Adams. We so appreciate what you do for us, taking our conversations and turning them into a radio program. And I'm not sure where the name Heartline comes from, but I think it's appropriate, and it's pretty descriptive of what goes on here. We learn about people's hearts, and we're looking forward to doing that today with Thunder. Jerry, last time we had Melissa, and Melissa was just a bubble and giggly and a nervous laugher and all that, and Thunder's not.
No, and as I told Thunder when she came in, she and Melissa are like bookends. Yeah. And they're holding things down at either end, and then there's all the material in between. But that is one of the things I love about Evangel Home, the wonderful different personalities we get to see. And it sort of doesn't matter what your personality is when you agree that Christ is the center. Mm-hmm. Somehow we have that in common. And so I just love the fact that Thunder and Melissa both said yes to the radio today. I love that they will each give a whole different viewpoint and style to our listeners and friends. And that's crucial because that's what we are. Mm-hmm. We have got so many different kinds of women in here. And God has blessed us with a heart and a place to love them all. So,
okay.
It's awesome.
Now, Thunder, are you in the crisis shelter?
Yes, I'm in the crisis shelter now. I've came in about 28 days ago, and I'm applying for another program that Evangel Home offers. So I'm in the process of that right now.
Great. Let's back up. How did that come to be part of your future? What was going on in your world? You obviously didn't have a place to stay. So tell us what's happened the last year.
Within the last year, me and my 3-year-old daughter, we've been trying to get stable and get our stability down again, and so we've been moving around a lot. I have a friend that's down here in the Fresno area, and I would see the ladies coming in and out of the Evangel Home, and I got curious, so I got on the website, and I seen...
Interruption here. When you say down in the Fresno area, did your friend live in this neighborhood?
Yes, he did.
So you literally would see them.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
So I jumped on the website, and I seen that the Evangel Home would allow me to bring my daughter also, which is a very crucial situation for me. Mm-hmm. And when I realized that, I made the phone call, and I spoke with one of the ladies who answered, made an appointment, and was able to come in and decide that this is something that I really needed to do with me and my daughter, getting us stable, getting us situated because of the structure and the way that the houses ran is really what we needed. It was the stability, the structure, and the fact that Jesus Christ is involved in all our lives, and that it really made me touch bases where I was lost there for a little bit.
Mm. Well, there is, I think Jerry mentioned you are Native American, and there is a bit of an elephant in the room as far as your spiritual background culturally and coming into a place where you're in a Christian environment. Were you raised in a different cultural, spiritual setting, and how did that transition take place?
Actually, I was raised Catholic, and so we believed in Jesus Christ, and we believed in God. We were very cultural at the same time. My mom is a very cultural woman, so we were raised in our beliefs also. I had a little bit of a hard time and a struggle with putting the two together, but as I got older, it came together. I just kind of put it in God's hands and let him know that I understood that he's the creator, and a lot of us Native Americans, that's truly what we believe. A lot of us are Christian, regardless of our cultural backgrounds, and we still do practice our culture, also believing in the Lord. So I think they both mesh together pretty well, and I think it's something that definitely our youth needs to experience.
Mm. Well, let's back up. Okay, Jerry.
I think also, because I love talking with Thunder because she's a total straight-up woman. You know, she's not going to run from any question. She's not going to hide any answer.
Right.
But I think we all know the absolute hellish life that I think many Native Americans are in. The things they are dealing with, it breaks my heart because I just I I don't see, in some ways, a group that's battling more issues than the Native Americans. And I don't know how that's all going to work out. It just it seems right now that it's an area that a lot of folks don't even know about. I don't think there's a real wide understanding of what goes on. And, you know, Thunder nods her head. And, Jim, I'm thinking of some of the residents we've had here and some of our staff who have been Native Americans. And the issues they deal with as far as alcoholism and just that incestuous generational abuse is just, oh, it's real tough. And I'm speaking really out of, I don't want to say ignorance, because I'm not speaking out of ignorance. I can see what's before my very eyes.
But as a spectator, not a participant, I've experienced.
Yeah. So I hope I'm not speaking out of turn, Thunder, but that just really... It's heartbreaking to me to see what goes on with that group of folks.
You want to talk about that a little bit, Thunder?
I agree with Jerry. There is a lot of alcoholism, a lot of drug abuse. That is generational. It coming from our grandparents down to our parents, down to us, down to our youth, to where we don't really reach out for help when we need to. And there's a lot of prayer that goes out for the ones who are lost in the darkness, and that we constantly pray for them to find the light and be able to return to us and become sober and get on the path to where they can carry out their lives before not only just lost in the correctional facilities or the major one lost to death, because there is a lot of family members that end up passing away from drug abuse and from alcoholism. So it's hard, but at the same time, it's really up to those who are on the straight and narrow and on the path to continue their prayer and keep praying for those ones that are lost and pray that the Lord does show them the light and that they come back.
Paul Binion, Westside Church of God, was a speaker yesterday, or Sunday, at First Presbyterian Church, so I got to hear him. I love that man. And he talked about how we as Christians, no matter what our culture, no matter what our background, we do not give up on the marred people. Mm. We're all marred, but we don't ever, ever, ever give up. And I think that's what Thunder is saying, too. We cannot give up. I've seen women come in and out of here who have done really well. We talked about a graduate a couple shows ago. I've seen graduates do really well. And then when they do get back into drug addiction or alcoholism, if they go back, it's like worse than it ever was. If you've seen people like on a diet that have just become almost stick figures, and then if they eat any one bite of normal food, poof, yeah, it's all over again. And that's what substance abuse can do. But I have then heard prayers for those very women, and then I've seen them be picked up somewhere else. Maybe they get into another program. Maybe they leave town and get help somewhere. You don't give up. Right. And Thunder, you don't give up on those friends and family you have. And that just kind of struck more of a chord in me than I realized, when, you know, you just see so many lost people in one generation. Or anyway, I think it was the whole, even the idea of a reservation. And now I know I'm really getting, I could get very into trouble real fast, but that idea just kind of makes me crazy that we still have anything in this day and age called a reservation where people live.
Yeah.
I guess that's another show.
Does that make you crazy, Thunder?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it being just a partial land of it's almost like a limitation. It's gates that they're confided to, or that they choose to confide to, because that's where the government will help us. But at the same time, it's our spirituality goes out beyond that, and our bonds created with Christ and with each other is really what it's about. Because regardless of what culture, regardless of where we live, as long as we open our heart to God, He'll come and He'll listen. So,
tell us about your daughter.
My daughter is 3 years old.
We got a big smile. This
smile.
Face just lit up.
She's 3 years old. I have two older children. They're with their father right now. But my youngest, she's with me. And right now she's in the daycare. And she's adjusted really well. I mean, I was really struggling out there being a single mom and doing it on my own and having stumbled in my path. And almost losing my faith because we were struggling so hard. But since we've come to Evangel Home, that's all changed. And she's really got the structure and the needs met that she needs, which is she needed the stability. She needed the program. She needed the whole schedule of what we're doing here, and the fact that it excites me when she's singing praise to God, and I can hear her, and we sing the songs together. So it's really making me happy that she's learning about Christ and that she's learning how to pray. And so we pray together. We pray in the morning and we pray at night. And that just really makes me happy. So.
Have you ever been more lightened by a face and a smile than Thunder's when she thinks of her daughter?
Oh, that's beautiful. Just I wish our listeners could have seen it, because we're talking about very serious matters, and all of a sudden, tell me about your daughter. The face just explodes in this wonderful grin, big smile, and cheerful thoughts. So at what point in your 28 days or so here did you decide that continuing into another program, the Crossroads program, the Life Skills Training Program, was important for you?
I would say it was my 2-week mark when they really started saying, okay, well, what is your plan? Well, what are you going to do? And I started looking to the other programs such as the Crossroads that they do offer. And with me and my daughter sticking together like peanut butter and jelly is just the thing that we need to do. So I don't have the option of, I don't have a lot of family support. So anywhere I go and she's there, that works perfectly with me. And the fact that I can work on myself, which is a big thing. The classes that they offer are perfect. And it gives her this, I keep saying stability, because that's so much what we need in a lot of us who are looking for that and looking at for our children. And the Evangel Home is the place to do it, because there's so many women here, and we all come from different backgrounds, and we all have different personalities that we're helping each other grow. And the classes and everything, that it's women who've already experienced it, and that's what I like, and how welcoming it is. It's a family unit within a family. So
So you feel a bit about the relationships you're building here as you transition? Yeah.
Definitely. The relationships you build here are excellent. I mean, these are definitely women you're going to keep in contact with. And we're all growing together, like I said, and we all feel each other's past and the present. And it seems a little scary at first, but once you get the handle of it, it's good. It's definitely good. And the fact that there are other children here that are going through along with your children.
Thank you, Thunder. Mm-hmm. Great to get acquainted with you. And Jerry, we're down to 30 seconds to talk about the banquet. It's coming up Tuesday night. On the 25th at Tornino's, not downtown Fresno. Tickets are $30 a seat or $300 for a table. And if you have more questions, you want to get involved, call us at 264-4714. The speaker's name is?
Dr. Randy White.
And he's very involved in downtown Fresno ministry. We're out of time. Thanks for listening to today's edition of Heartline from Evangel Home of Fresno.
The Evangel Home of Fresno can be found on the World Wide Web at evangelhome.org, by phone in the 559 area code 264-4714. Thanks for joining us for this week's edition of Heartline, the radio voice of the Evangel Home in Fresno, ministering to women and children in crisis since 1955.